It's game one of a doubleheader between the Royals and Twins following a rainout on Saturday, and in the second, KC starts to flex some muscle against Phil Hughes.
Could happen now.
You got that right, because he blasts this one high and deep and gone, and the Royals take the early 2-0 lead. Hits it pretty well. Left center field, Buxton racing back, and Bonifacio has done it again. 4-0, Kansas City.
Boy, he ran out
and now Moss with a smash to right. And that's going to hit the top of the wall and go out for a home run. 5-0, Royals. And Moss with a drive, and that is deep, and that is a goner. His second home run. Finally, the momentum swings back to Kansas City. They lead by 2 at 6-4.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a changeup down and away. The Royals have defeated the Minnesota Twins.
Game one goes to Kansas City. 6-4 is your final. Jake Junis makes the start for KC in this one. He goes 4 2/3 and allows 2 runs and a no decision. He would then get sent to the minors following the game. The home run ball carries the Royals through game one of their doubleheader on Sunday. Here's KC manager Ned Yost.
I thought he threw the ball well. I thought he did a nice job. You know, we tried to get him through that fifth inning, but, you know, we needed to win this game.
Yeah, Brandon Moss seems to be heating up. You've said that he's the kind of guy that can get in these kind of streaks where
right.
There's a lot of homers that once could this be maybe.
Yep, I had some good at-bats today, and that was that sixth run was a huge run for us, gave us that extra breathing room.
And Sal always seems to hit well in this park. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a reason for it, but obviously the homer got you off on the right foot.
Yeah, Sal with the homer, Mossy with the homer, gave us a nice lead to, you know, give Junis some breathing room and the rest of the relievers some breathing room.
What do you think of the way the bullpen was able to respond tonight?
I thought they did a nice job. We won the game.
Brandon Moss was right in the middle of the action. He goes 3-for-4 with his 10th career multi-home run game.
You're just trying to hit the ball hard. Obviously, it'd be great if you could go up there and think about it, hitting a home run and hit one. But, you know, I'm just trying to have good at-bats and hit the ball hard. And when I do that, the home runs come. And it's nice to be able to contribute and then end up being pretty big.
The last time I had you on at Kauffman Stadium recently, I think you weren't ready to talk about all your contributions yet. I know you're spreading the credit around, but now you're hitting 400 during a 5-game hitting streak. I mean, are you feeling more like yourself?
Feeling a lot better. You know,
No. As if it's not cold enough.
That's a bad day for that. You know, I'm feeling a lot better, seeing the ball a lot better. Less panic in my approach. I think when you get out to such a bad start and you're not helping the team in any way, you try to create things, and it's a downhill spiral.
With the win in game one, the Royals improved their record to 18-24 on the year.